Hi Krishna. Today I'm just going to speak a little, or ramble a little, on WikiLeaks. If you look at the news, then you know what the WikiLeak is. If you don't, I'll just describe it briefly. Sorry, I just had a splinter in my finger. It's a website which is dedicated to exposing leaks, which are leaked information, somehow or another stolen information from governments generally, and most recently American government, of course. That they come by somehow or another, either through some, previously there was some leaks about Iraq from some disenchanted soldier who sent it to them, and then they put it on their own website as well as send it out to major newspapers around the world. And the recent headlines have been about a much larger than previous leak. This time, this is about documents from the State Department of the United States, which is like the Foreign Affairs Department, Foreign Affairs Ministry of the USA, to and from its different embassies around the world, who are embassies, ambassadors, staff, and so on, who are giving information about either their communications with other members of state, their impressions of people, strategical things, and as far as also military information in places like Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, of course, and other places. So it's confidential. It's information which is confidential, to different degrees of confidentiality, and now it's out in the public domain. For me, of course, one amazing thing is how it even gets out in the public domain. But then that's the basis of democracy, is freedom of speech. And despite the fact that it's stolen information, stolen confidential information, I'm not quite sure how the legalities of all that works, but somehow or another, it's legal, at least where it's coming from. And no doubt American government could stop such things. Seems like a real script for a spy movie that they call in some, I don't know, James Bond or some kind of a spy and tell us, and we found out that such and such a person has gotten all of this sensitive information, is about to throw it onto the internet in the next 72 hours. Your mission is to stop him and retrieve that information. Works in movies, doesn't seem like there are any real 007s out there, or that they do this this kind of thing. In any case, newspapers have been, since yesterday, major newspapers worldwide are putting out really interesting stuff, and interesting just in the sense that it's even going out. So, as I mentioned, for me, the first thing is that these things even go on. And the second is that I read some comments of people who are responding to, you know, do they think it's a good thing or not? And 95% of the people say it is. I personally don't think it is. But 95% of the people do think it is, and that's what's really amazing for me. They have this, coined this phrase, that it's in the public interest. To what interest? That's not quite clear. Why is it in the interest of the public to know strategical information and so many other things that their elected government is doing that obviously, or at least in principle, is supposed to be working for their welfare. People want to be able to question everything and query everything and know everything. It's for me, when this came out, I really sort of crystallized in my mind what Srila Prabhupada meant when he's talking about this democracy being demon crazy. This whole whole escapade is sort of crazy, and of course people aren't demons necessarily, all demons, but pravritischa, nivritischa, demoniac conduct is you don't know what's right and you don't know what's wrong. Somehow or another, this obsession and this conviction that everyone has a right and should know everything that's going on and have a right to say about it is really sort of gripped the world. That's what they mean by public interest, that it's in the public interest to know. They should know what the government is doing, and knowing is one thing, and then they should evaluate. It's as if all of a sudden everyone has become an expert in everything, which is really humorous in our age where people are becoming more and more specialists in the most smallest field or the tightest field. People become specialists and so people become expert in one very, very small subject matter, and the amount of information in terms of material things is so vast. Who can be an expert in everything? Yet at the same time, this whole concept is that, yes, everyone should be an expert in politics, everyone should be an expert in military strategy, everyone should be an expert in, and they should pass judgment on everyone and in everything. It's crazy. It's really crazy. It certainly indicates that there's no level of trust. It indicates that with people vote in their own representatives in order to do their work for them, but ultimately they don't trust them. They want to be able to know everything that's happening, even if it's sensitive information. And what happens if people don't like something that someone has done? So what? What will you do? You just vote those people out and vote someone else in to do something else who thinks that he's actually doing something in, although maybe complete illusion, but he thinks that he's doing something in for the welfare of the people who voted him in. But the next thing is, on a whim, someone gets voted out because they don't like some particular methodology that goes on. And of course, who evaluates all of these things? It becomes a sort of public voice, which is mostly media. And once again, this idea of people being opinionated and expert about everything. There was a time when we would give a class and say that, yes, people always think that they're expert in three things, and they're talking about three things, which is sports, the weather, and politics. But now, it's like everyone's an expert on everything. Everyone has the right to speak about everything and know about everything. And it's not that in Vedic times people didn't have the right to have their opinion. Maharaj Ugrasen's court, the Brahmin came and he gave a very stringent opinion of what he thought was the problem with the royal court. But then it's at a certain time, at a certain place, you come in, and you have the courage, then you come and you speak up and you stand in front of the king and the court and his soldiers and ministers, and then you say your piece and you go away. But fermenting this type of insanity just distracts everyone from what the real business of life is, which is, in the middle of all of this, where is the quest for spiritual knowledge? Where is the understanding of who we are? Where is the purpose of life? And any type of effort or going into this. It's submerging into such depths of prajalpa that people are just completely bewildered. This is what Kali Yuga is and is really becoming, and it's horrible. Shankaracharya, when he was complaining about the state of affairs, how people are neglecting Parami Brahmani Kalpino Lagno, no one's interested in Supreme Brahman. Everyone's interested in, and then what does he give? He gives three sort of simplified analysis or version. He says, Balat Yasya Kriya Yasya, that the kids are just playing. And yuvat kashchati yuvati data, and the youth, they're just enamored with each other, boys and girls. And Britta, and the old people, what do? They're just lamenting about how good it was when I was a child and a young man, a young woman. And Brahmani Kalpinala. And no one's interested in the absolute truth. No one cares a hoot about the absolute truth. And so all of this stuff, WikiLeaks, and so many, newspaper, radio, television, internet, and but where's the absolute truth? It's just another, many, not one, but many distractions from the real business of the human form of life. And who's telling people that? No one's informing them. No one's waking them up. That's the real Wiki leak. The real leak is that everyone's in Maya. That information no one's interested in. That Krishna is already describing the Bhagavad Gita. WikiLeaks is not interested in Bhagavad Gita or in hearing Krishna's expose, leak of all the people in the material world, how they're completely in illusion about what the real purpose of a human form of life is, and how they're wasting their time, how they're misusing the resources of the world. And no one's interested in Krishna's opinion. If Krishna gives his opinion, then who's Krishna? But meanwhile, everyone else has got their opinion. And along with all of their opinions, everyone's going really to Hades or going to hell. Certainly doesn't make being a leader or being in a position of authority palatable. It's a phenomena that for many years I've experienced personally in Krishna consciousness. And I think we can see that in terms of the willingness of devotees to assume leadership positions, is that it's becoming, not just in ISKCON, but generally, it's becoming a really thankless task, thankless job being in that type of line of work. Who wants to be a prime minister, a president, a head of state, or when the very basic trust and confidentiality can't be maintained? Or who wants to be a temple president or a GBC where anyone and everyone or many people, not anyone, everyone, but there are people, everyone, who they just speak out, give opinions without asking a question, and with very little support. It's not an easy thing being a leader in this day and age. Certainly not easy doing it in a religious institution. And people become tired of it, and others become very wary of being placed into a situation where for nothing else other than service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada, they become really target practice for others. But anyway, that wasn't my theme, my point. My point was these WikiLeaks. I'm not trying to drum up any more following for them, but I thought it was an interesting topic to discuss as a real symptom of how this age is going down, and it's going down, and this world is really not a palatable place. It's becoming worse fast, not slowly, but fast. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.